Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Starburns Audio.
Remember when a week ago you were at that hotel in New York City?
Sure.
In Manhattan?
The Alcott, yeah.
Was it the Alcott?
The Alcott, yeah.
I felt I won free pizza on a bet, and it wasn't the Alcott.
Oh, no. It was the Alcott the whole time.
Well, I don't want to play that game again because I won't have to struggle the entire podcast to get the hotel right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're out there in the city there, Magic, in Gotham there,
mm-hmm.
Are you like me? Do you ever like decide, well, you know what? I'm going to go for a clandestine walk.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, just going to go out and mingle among the people and they won't even know I'm there.
Sure. Well, that's the thing about that city, right? You can go out there and mingle. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an anonymity to it, right?
Absolutely.
Sure. And I think some people love that. Here I am in the big city.
One of 7 million souls or 8 million souls or whatever it is.
I think it was
wandering around
million,
the big sea. Well, I don't know.
8 million a long time ago.
All right. 8.1 million.
I think it's probably more than that.
I don't know.
8.15?
Might be.
Sure. But it's a big city. But then, Michael, maybe unlike me, you ever think, I could climb that.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, in my ute, I thought I could really climb that thing. And then I would go and try and climb it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this great thing that Spider-Man said in one of the early Spider-Man movies. He says, it's a good thing people don't look up in this town. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's that guy. He's swinging from like, you know, flagpole to flagpole.
Sure. That's what Spider-Man does. You know, he's got the things in his wrist and it goes, and then the next thing you know, he's swinging from flagpole to flagpole.
Yeah.
I mean, this is classic Spider-Man behavior right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It is, right?
Yeah, shooting the fire out of his eyes, you know, swinging from flagpole to flagpole.
He's got
the force field. Arrgh! You know, he's got that whole thing. And he's got the whatchamacallit, the little helicopter, the blade that comes out of his head. Spider-Man, I'm Spider-Man.
I know that's part of the powers. Sometimes, you know, there's a whole list of powers and you kind of forget. I don't know about the helicopter on the head. I'm also not certain about the force field and I'm a little confused about the fire eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we're confusing certain things.
Oh, I'm talking about Spider-Man. The kid who got bit by a spider, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he turns into a Spider-Man.
Yeah. He got bit by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
Then he shoots fire
out of his eyes. Just well, right
we,
around there.
We can agree he became Spider-Man.
Yep.
Let's see if we're talking about the same person. Pete Parker?
Okay. Pete Parker, that's the one.
Okay, all right. So it's Spider-Man. And he definitely shoots the nets.
Yep.
He catches thieves just like flies.
Yep.
That's Pete.
And he climbs stuff. Yeah. Pete.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about the fire eyes. I don't know about that. He could have fire eyes.
I think he doesn't use it that much.
You know what? Maybe that's just for maybe his romantic life. And that's why I wasn't so sure. Maybe I wasn't up on that. He's got Mary Jane, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Zendaya, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and they all get along really well. And maybe the fire eyes is just for like when they're in the throes of passion.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is fire eyes. I know helicopter head. I know force field, and I know he's got the magic pogo stick that he does. That you know, because there was a thing where Batman,
what was the thing?
Well, there was a thing where Batman had the Batmobile. Yeah. And Pete was like, I need a thing. And they were like, what about a souped up pogo stick? And he was like, all right. And so he got one of those.
I love knowing these things because, as you know, like, I love to learn. So Batman, I know about that. That Batman had the, he has the Batmobile.
Yep.
So who are the people who said to Spider-Man, how about a souped up pogo stick? Who are those people that?
No,
like,
I know. That was weird. That was right. Weird.
Is there like a committee or something that said, let's talk about transportation.
Right.
Superman flies, so he's good.
Yep.
Batman has the Batmobile. Okay, yeah. So that's set.
And then they went to Pete, and they were like, what do you want? You know? And they said, what about, you know, like a pogo stick. I don't think they call it that. I think they call it the spider stick. But it's like a pogo stick. And he rides it. And, you know, one bounce, he can go like 10, 12 feet on that thing.
Right. So not like an entire city block, which might be more in keeping with his other skills, right? If he just one bounce and boom, a city block. Boom, two city blocks.
No.
No, so it's like 10, 12 feet. So like it's like somebody on the moon, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kind of a slow motion kind of boom. How did they, and I have so many questions. I don't even really fully understand the role and the secrecy level of this committee that I've never heard of. And I also wonder if the juxtaposition of his skills where he can shoot webs and just swing entire city blocks so fast, right?
Super fast, yeah.
How that's ameliorated by having a pogo stick that goes
10, 12 feet.
Right. So I just don't even understand like the juxtaposition of those two things.
Why you would even want that?
Right. Why does, and where's the pogo stick? That's another thing.
He has to carry it.
Mm-hmm. So he only has one hand free for shooting and grabbing.
No, because it's not big. You can tuck it under your pit. You know what I mean? When you're going,
if he's got tucked under his pit, he can't really extend his arm.
Well, he's got sticky stuff. He can kind of sticky stuff it to his side, keep it under his pit, and then he can still do the web.
Devil's advocate.
Yep.
He's got the thing under his pit, and granted, sticky stuff. When he shoots out his arm to shoot the web, right? And then shoots at the other one to grab, wouldn't he drop the pogo stick?
Yeah, a lot of times he does drop it.
Maybe that's why, is that maybe why we never, in the decades of Spider-Man, that's why we don't really encounter it that often.
Yeah, I don't think he uses it that much because I think it's more of a, I think it's more trouble than it's worth a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But
So if there's like a crime in progress, he's got to get there, you know, right? He's got to get there in a hurry.
Yeah.
Right?
He's probably going to go with the webs.
At the scene of the crime.
Right.
Like a streak of light. He arrives just in time without a pogo stick.
Well, it's implied.
If
he's pressed for time, yeah.
If he's pressed for time, he doesn't bring the pogo stick.
Right.
So but then it's the one next of those... question is, when's he using the
sometimes.
Pogo stick? Sometimes. Okay. Can you paint a scenario where Spider-Man is like, pogo stick time here, friends.
There's a lot of times where you're in a situation where there aren't a lot of flagpoles or spires.
Well,
or
like I did.
If you're in let's say you're in a desert situation.
Okay.
Okay. He's out there and, you know, there's cactus maybe, but they're, you know, maybe 8 feet high. He's not going to get the leverage to take full advantage of the webs. And it's not like they're not committing crimes out in the desert. Of course they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of crimes. There's a lot of desert crime.
Yeah. So if there's a desert crime and he's out there and he's got to get to the desert crime, he still needs transportation. The webs aren't doing anything for him at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, good thing I brought my spider stick.
And then, I mean, it just devil's advocate is desert crime part of his purview, one.
No.
And two, it's not. So he doesn't really have to worry so much about desert crime. And two,
The sand, it doesn't work great in the sand. It does not work. It doesn't get a lot of, grip.
The pogo stick probably doesn't
grip. It's not great.
Right.
But it'll work.
Also,
it's just not great.
To get there, could also, instead of pogo sticking out there, could just drive maybe.
Oh, yeah. No, he has it shipped where he goes. He's not carrying it. It's a pain in the ass to carry. He has it shipped.
He has it shipped.
Yeah.
Right. So he's got to check bags, and he's got the pogo stick in one of the check bags.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to point out. Go ahead.
You know, it's the guy, you know, the whole team of people, they were like, what do you want? You know, and they said spider stick. And he's like, okay, sure. It's not like a regular pogo stick. The bottom, you know, where you put your feet.
Yep.
It folds up. And the handles where you hold on to it, that folds down. So when you check it.
So it's kind of convenient.
It's much more convenient to check it. Mm. It's like basically like a ski.
He doesn't need an extra special case.
No.
He can just throw it into his check bag like he's got a duffel.
Yeah.
Duffel that says Parker on it. He just puts that thing. Maybe there's a,
he puts it
there's
in,
a but, thing but on the he side. To, he can slide it in there.
Yes, but he has to tuck t-shirts around it because he doesn't want to get the paint
scratched. No, he doesn't want to break it. Yeah, he doesn't want to scratch it. Ah, that makes sense. Does it have a Spider-Man logo on it? Maybe?
There's a sticker, yeah.
A sticker?
Yeah.
Oh. Like they the committee, this nameless, faceless committee thought, well, this is yours, so it's not just any ordinary pogo stick.
No, they put a sticker on it, and it's like his mask, you know?
It's interesting to me. It feels like maybe Peter Parker could enjoy the pogo stick, but he couldn't have a sticker on it. But he could enjoy it just like he's around like Queens and he's just bouncing around on this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's 10 to 12 feet. So people aren't going to go like, is that some kind of super toy? It's like 10, 12 feet is manageable in the neighborhood maybe. And he could get around, go to the grocery store for Aunt May. Right? Well, maybe it seems like a better tool for Peter Parker than Spider-Man.
He might go to the grocery store.
Sorry. Yeah, the grocery store because he's in New York. But it feels like that might be a easier way for him to get around as Peter Parker.
And he's a teenager, so it would be make sense.
Yeah, maybe that's a better use for it than trying to come back crying. The thing I can only see it doing is if, like, like he's getting in some kind of like fight with the bad guys, and then he pops him in the Brainiac with the old pogo stick, you know?
Yeah, swings it at
him.
And
he just says, oh, I just thought I'd pop by. Ha, 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 ha.
That's funny.
Some quip like that. And he brains him with the pogo stick.
No, in that case, he would use the fire eyes.
Cool. Well, yeah, live and learn. It's great. I love it. Today on Mates, by the way, this is Mates, ladies and gentlemen, with my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend.
Your good friend.
My good friend. You're my good friend. Mike and Tom eat.
So Mike and Tom is with my good friend, Michael Ian Black, and I name you, and then you say, and my good friend.
I honestly don't know why we have to go through this every time.
Okay.
Because I feel like it was implied. I feel like it's always implied. If I say you're my good friend, and you've already said Mike.
Yeah.
There's only one name left. That's your name. That's your name.
What if I said, welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend. What would you have to say then?
Who? Your good friend who?
Well, that's exactly right. So then you would have to say, and my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
Oh, right? So if I said,
hey, welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend Michael Ian Black, and you say, and my good friend, and you don't say my name because you're like, well, it's implied because there's only two. So like, you know, you just elaborate. Right. And so you just know that it has to be me.
Right.
Right. And so then if I go, welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend.
Who?
What do you have to say then?
Who?
You have to say, and my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
I guess so.
No names have been mentioned yet. And you have to
I guess
like
so. So then you got to reverse imply. You got to reverse imply.
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
You know where I'm still back? I'm still back last week. I spent a week mulling this over, and you might get a kick out of this. Because sometimes, you know me, I do the podcast, and then next week, I'm like, hey, you know what we should do? Swedish Fish. And you're like, we did that. I'm like, oh, okay. Like that happens a lot, right? You can tell the viewers. I don't even know if they're viewers. Or you can tell them like, hey, you know, Tom doesn't remember anything. Mm-hmm. And because I'll say, like, you know what we should do? You know, be a great snack. I got it. Like a steakout snack, pistachios. Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn it. And you really get overly upset. Sometimes I feel like mm-hmm. it's just an honest mistake on my part. Mm-hmm. Misplacing of the kind of the categories that we've done and the list of things. You get furious.
Furious, yeah.
I don't remember the snack. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to hear that I completely remember the snack that we did last week. It was Swedish fish. And what the thing that I've been carrying around all week, which I really love, is the ingredient sugar, comma, invert sugar as the first two ingredients. Like that just as a snackologist, that pleases me to no end. Like that it couldn't just be sugar.
Nope.
We had to delineate the types of sugar that were the first two ingredients in this food. And I use the term food loosely.
I've been wondering myself, I still don't know what invert sugar is and don't want to know unless a matey tells me. That's the only way I want to learn.
Yeah. And here's what I think it is. And again, like you, I have no idea, zero idea. But in my head, when I hear sugar, I think that's probably more granular. And when I hear invert sugar, the picture in my head is a finer, dustier substance.
Oh, maybe.
A more powdery substance. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know. I have no idea. Right. And somebody's probably like, no, it's a liquid, you dummy. And maybe it is.
Maybe it's a gas. We don't know.
The mateys will tell us. Probably. That's the only time we want to get informed. Otherwise, we largely don't care. All right. We don't know what we're doing. We'll be right back.
One of the things that I like is that last week we did the Swedish fish and, you know, I've had that lingering, you know, in the brain. Little sweetness lingering in the brain. And then right back this week, we're going salty. We're going salty.
But that's not accidental.
No, of course it's not accidental.
No. Sweet, then salty. You can't go sweet, 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 sweet. You can't do five in a row. Mm-mm. Then what are you? You're at a carnival. Your guy going, hey, your head's going crazy. You're like, hey, cotton candy, ride the wheel. You're
just like, no. That's not what we do.
No, it's okay. Not what we do.
What
it's
we
not
do.
Even who, it's not even who we are.
Definitely not who we are. What we do is we pick a snack, we eat a snack, or rate a snack.
The purr system.
That's the whole point of the purr system. It's going across all the snacks. If it was just candy, it'd be the peck system. Pick, eat candy. I don't know. But
I don't know what that is.
That's not what we do. And certainly not what we're about.
No.
Tell them what we're about.
Respect for women.
Of course it's respect for women.
And then what we do is we pick the snack, we eat the snack, we rate the snack by the purr system, and we play it straight.
You got to play it straight.
And by playing it straight, it implies that, look, there's a lot of snacks out there. We want to honor that. And so you can't go sweet, 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 sweet. You're not at a carnival.
No.
You're not at a carnival, okay? No. You're like in the great snack aisle of life, and you are trying to honor that aisle because there's a lot out there. So we did sweet, and what do we got this week?
Salty Stacy's pita chips.
Stacy's pita chips.
You know, I feel like these guys, they came on the scene and they were like, you got your corn chips, you got your potato chips. Uh-huh. Not us. We're going in a whole different way. Pita.
These guys, I think, the folks over at Stacy's are, I think, genuinely surprised at their own success.
Oh, yeah. They weren't expecting this. No way.
They were like, what's out there? Well, you know what? There's not a massive corner on the market on pita. We could try and get that. We're not going to get the Doritos crowd, they're not going to get the Lay's crowd. There's just a lot out there. What, maybe we could throw the dice down on the pita. And they're probably like, I guess we could try. They did not see what was to unfold next. This dominant success on Stacy's part.
Well, you wouldn't have called it Stacy's for one thing, you know, or maybe you would have. I don't know. I don't think you would have. You know, Stacy's, It implies there's a Stacy. It implies that she's sitting there in her kitchen. You know, she's baking these pita chips, you know, batch by batch. And they're coming out of the oven. She's like, hey, you know, somebody says, Stacy, you can sell these. And she's like, all right, well, let me go on down to the street fair and see if I can't sell some. And then, you know, pack after pack flying off the shelves. And yep. Somebody says, Stacy, you could make a whole company out of this. She says, I don't know. You know, I'm just a humble pita chip maker.
Yeah, she is humble. This is why I think they're surprised by their success. You know, I think you may have, I don't know the origin story, Magic, but the genesis seems likely that there's Stacy and she makes a damn good pita chip. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looked like the town was just going to be like the beneficiary of Stacy's culinary talents until someone thought, like, maybe we go a little wider. But I don't think anybody foresaw this.
Nobody saw this coming. Absolutely not. Least of all, Stacy. That's what I like about her. You know, she's still humble. She's mm-hmm. still humble.
Marketing wise, Magic, they did the same thing. Who knows? Maybe they copied the people over at Wonderful with the pistachios. They went, you know what we're going to go? Black Bag.
Yeah, they went with Black Bag, which, you know, to me, that's just a sign of confidence. That's yeah. just saying we know exactly what we got here. We got magic in a bag. Mm-hmm. And not me, but magic, the quality of magic. You know, we got something special here. And therefore, we can go with the color of death on the packaging. Black. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, confidence. They're like, we don't need much adornment. We got like a black background. We'll throw the rest of the stuff up there. But black is powerful. And, you know, it sends a message that, bang, we're here. We're confident. We don't have a lot of like, you know, we're not trying to attract children with rainbow colors. We're not skittling it out. You know, we're not trying to tang you out. We're just trying to like announce our presence with authority, and they've done that.
Stacy's, it's bold. It's a bold package, but it's humble. You know, it's got both. The font, the Stacy's font, I feel like is still pretty humble. It's sort of saying, "Hey, I'm still Stacy, from the block." You know, yeah,
it's kind of a written cursive in big bold letters, and it looks like somebody. Yeah, somebody with a fancy penmanship just wrote it down. Stacy's, you're right.
It's like one of Stacy's kids, like, "Mom, can I design your logo?" She's like, "Yeah, give it a try, Brian." And Brian, you know, comes up with this thing, and she's like, and she doesn't like it that much. No. She's but it's her kid. She's like,
and then
you
she
know
goes
what?
To she goes to Gwendolyn, mm-hmm. and she goes, "Gwen, fix Brian's thing. Don't not too much, but we'll tell him it's his, but just fix it for him." And Gwen's like, "Oh." And she's like, "You know what? Just do it, honey. Just do it. Thank you.
Please just do it.
Can you please just fix this?" And now it's like, it's kind of a more evolved artistic flowing penmanship that we've got on the Stacy's pita chips. And it works.
Yeah. It's become iconic, I think.
The thing because that I want to ask you about is, no, I think you're right. Iconic for sure. I interrupted you. What were you going to say about that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me neither. The thing that they've got at the bottom, which again, you know, the black background on the bag, bold. And then it's not just Stacy's pita chips, regular. They've got a banner. This is the most bold color. They've got a banner, and in big block letters on this bright blue shiny banner, it says "Simply Naked,"
mm-hmm.
implying that listen, these chips are unadorned. These are just the regulars, but they're not saying regular.
Simply Naked.
Yeah, I know. For as a connoisseur of the Stacy's pita chips, you've got a myriad of different kinds. One of my favorites is the Parmesan, garlic, and herb. We're not doing mm-hmm. that. We're going regular. But the Simply Naked, you know, and that's got the gold banner. Parmesan, garlic, and herb with the gold banner. Here's the blue banner. So if you're walking down the aisle, just like, oh, where's the? You don't have to like read the whole thing. You just see the color blue, and you're like, yeah, that one.
Yeah, I feel like. Now, I could be wrong about this, and this isn't a judgment on anybody at Stacy's, but I feel like...
Probably is going to be a judgment, I feel.
I feel like the Simply Naked, the banner, that whole thing, that came when Stacy, when it got a little big. That came when it, you know, it jumped into the marketplace. There was a team behind that, you know? Mm-hmm. There was a team that said, hey, Stacy, we have this kind of cheeky idea for regular. Why would we call it Simply Naked? And Stacy's like, you know, I got kids. I got kids. They're going to see that, you know.
And then the next thing happens, and you've been through it, where the lawyers are like, well, if, you know, Michael, if you read the contract.
Yep.
You actually
they can call it whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're like, well, contract was 48 pages.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna read the whole thing. We told you to get a lawyer, Stacy. We told you to get a lawyer. I trusted you guys. You know?
What if I don't like Simply Naked, which I don't, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate that.
We the focus groups love it. The focus groups just think it's cheeky and funny, and Stacy, you're gonna get used to it. You're gonna like it. And I think, well, you know, honestly,
I don't want it. And if you're using my name, you can't use that.
Right.
Well, we appreciate where you're coming from, and we respect, as the person who started these pita chips, you have the final call. But you will note that in our contract that we all worked out together that
we have the final call.
We can put the banner up.
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like it kind of went down something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, as a consumer, I don't mind the Simply Naked. I don't mind it at all. But I feel like it bumps up against a little bit what I think of when I think of Stacy. The person that I have in my mind when I think of Stacy does not approve of Simply Naked.
No, she's got Brian, she's got Gwendolyn, she's got the four others, and like, look, Simply Naked as the mothership feels a little racy for the small town where we're from.
You know, the fact is, she's a single mom. You know,
when six kids, single mom.
When she and Bill divorced, and she needed to make some money, you know, she dropped out of college. Because he was going to law school, and she was like, well, I'll put you through law school, Bill. She's working, you know, then Brian comes along, then Gwendolyn comes along. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's got his job as a fancy lawyer, and then he starts sleeping with whoever he's sleeping with. You know, next thing you know, they're divorced. She's got another one on the way.
Can I say something about that, though? It threw so much hardship Stacy's way. And I love the fact that she's come out of this, like, you know, rich beyond her wildest dreams.
Yep.
Out of like her own culinary abilities, as I said. But you know, in terms of Bill, when it was at its lowest point, you know, and she was struggling and all that, good riddance, Bill.
Oh, good riddance.
I just want to say that. Good riddance. He was not good enough for her. Never was. Never was. He always had, you know what Bill had? Designs.
Yeah. Bill always had stars in his eyes, didn't he? And those stars... If you looked at that twinkle in his eye, there was Bill in that twinkle, and there was the nice house on the bay in that twinkle. But I tell you, who wasn't in that twinkle? Stacy and the kids, you know. And he's not the worst dad in the world. He sees the kids, you know. Remembers their birthdays.
He's one of those guys.
But he's got a whole other family now.
Yeah,
he's got a whole other family.
Got a whole other family, whole other life. And I have to say something really mean and cynical here. I don't know that he remembers their birthdays if Stacy isn't pulling in a mint from the pita chip enterprise.
Maybe.
I know that's cynical of me, but let me tell you something about Bill. You know, good old William, I don't trust him as far as I can toss him.
Nope.
I just don't. Never have. He's got that twinkle in his eye. He's got the handshake where the two fingers come up your wrist there. You know, he's gregarious. He's a great storyteller, you know.
Fun at a party.
He wooed the family. He's fun at a party, right? I just don't trust him.
Yeah,
the guy's got designs.
Yeah, he always. They say he's going to run for the house. I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me if he did. You know.
What I don't want to happen, what I really don't want to happen, and I'm afraid it might, is that somehow Stacy's coffers find a way into the funding for his run for the house, which I don't want.
I don't,
you know, I don't want him. I don't want him up on the stage bringing Stacy and the six kids up there as part of like, look at this multi-generational, you know, modern family that I have, you know, a 20, 21, 22 Brady's bunch. If you please. And not only that, look how successful Stacy is. Right. Mm-hmm. And I just, the whole thing smacks ugly to me.
It rubs me the wrong way. I hope it doesn't come to that, but let's be honest, you know, Stacy, for all of her maybe naivete when she got into this business, she's pretty savvy at this point. She may make all the right noises to keep the kids happy. She doesn't want to turn the kids against Bill. You know, she's the better person. But if you think for a second, Tom, that she's going to let that guy get elected to the House you got another thing coming. That's never going to happen. That is never going to happen.
In a strange way, the initial lawyer battle over the Simply Naked banner served her
in many ways
more than if they not allowed the banner to fly, because she's like, never again will I let these corporate interests supersede my own.
There's never going to be a contract unread.
She reads, reads every word three times for these new contracts.
Yeah. Every semicolon. The
boardroom doesn't love it, but what can they do? She's Stacy.
Yeah. I'm holding in my hand right now a Stacy's pita chip. And one thing you gotta say for Stacy's pita chip, there's a lot of consistency here. The shapes, you know, when you're cutting up a pita chip, you're not gonna get a uniform shape because the pita is a crescent. And you start cutting that thing up, you're gonna have a hard time getting a uniform shape. I don't mind that. But what I tell you is consistent, the level of baked. These things are golden baked. Perfect. Mm-hmm. The thinness is pretty consistent. And texture-wise, looks pretty consistent. It's just a golden, delicious-looking pita chip.
Give it a sniff. I know it's been in the Stacy's bag. Still kind of smells fresh.
Smells fresh to me. It smells like it just came out of the toaster.
Yeah, came out of the old oven there. Mm-hmm.
That's a good. That's a good-smelling pita chip.
It is, right? I'm going to take a bite. Now, Magic.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something. I am, as a snackologist, I'm very familiar with Stacy's pita chips.
Mm-hmm. You have to be. You can't be in this game without knowing Stacy's.
Correct. You can't. And as I take this first bite, I'm reminded of the sense that I have almost every time I get into a bag of Stacy's pita chips, and it's this. There's not the immediate gratification of a Lay's potato chips where I'm like, you can't eat just one. I take one, and I just want to keep going. Pringles.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Once you got a number of these types of examples at our fingertips, where okay, I pop open that bag, I'm off and running. Kettle chips. Like I'm just naming brands. That being said, there's something about something that doesn't give you that immediate gratification that you still find yourself reaching for. And that is the unsung genius of Stacy's pita chips, in that when I have one, I'm like, well, it didn't just like set the meter to 10 right off the bat. And yet there's a longer lasting satisfaction in the pita chip. And without even consciously saying, try again, I find myself deliberately wanting more.
It's got a nice tail on it.
It's got
a nice tail.
It really has a nice tail. And that may be the main reason behind the success of Stacy's. Really nice tail to it.
A lot of these snack foods, it's all about getting you in the gates. You know what I mean? They opened up the gates. They just got to shove as many people in as they can. You know, it's front loaded. It's a front loaded chip. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind a front loaded chip. You know, you want to give me a screaming sriracha Dorito, heavy on the sriracha. I'll scream. Mm-hmm. I'll go back into the bag. I'll go four or five deep on the screaming sriracha. But it doesn't have that tail. You know, the Stacy's. It's a backloaded chip. And we don't see enough of this in the game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be you'd see backloaded chips all the time.
Used to be you couldn't swing a cat without hitting like 15 backloaded chips.
You get like a backloaded pretzel, you get like a backloaded potato chip, you know? You might get a backloaded saltine, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, when you picked up your cat and you stepped outside onto that porch walkway.
Yep.
Started swinging the cat.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a bunch of backloaded chip salesmen going, "Hey, easy on the cat." Yeah, oh, whoa, easy on the cat. I got backloaded chips here. Mm-hmm. And really, you'd scatter them off the walkway, wouldn't you? They'd be diving off the promenade, Magic, because you were swinging a cat and they got backloaded chips and they're trying to cover up their wares. And there you are whipping around down the promenade with your cat. And these people are like, hey, I got these backloaded chips here.
Right.
But now.
Now, you can't, you're lucky if you find... You're lucky if you're walking down the promenade, you find more than a couple. You might find a Stacy's guy. You might find a custard salesman. That's about it. You're not gonna get more than that on the promenade.
You might find a custard salesman. And then you might want to go out and get a damn lottery ticket. That's your day.
That's your day. You're finding Stacy's and a custard guy on the same walk, on the same promenade, on the same day. Go out, get yourself a lottery ticket. You're going to win, pal.
Michael, why is that there's not so many backloaded chips out there? I guess that's just
consumerism. It's about that immediate gratification. Mm. They don't trust the consumer anymore. You know? They don't trust us.
It's like
Stacy trusts the consumer. She knows you can throw a Simply Naked, and believe me, she doesn't want to call it that, but you can throw a Simply Naked chip out there. And the quality of the chip itself is going to keep people coming back for more because it's got the tail, you know? It starts with a little bit of salt, a little bit of butter, a lot of crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's interesting is, go ahead.
And then it lingers.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Like, and then you're like, I got to get some more of that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's not blaring at you, but it's going, you know what? I could have another. I could do another one of those. Next thing you know, it's like Spider-Man, you know, it's a web leading to web leading to web, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great analogy. Yeah. It's like, you know, when they're like, hey, you want to put your building here? Well, you're going to have to erect a flagpole really high up. No, not so high up. And you want that thing vertical shooting up like a flag? No. We want it coming out horizontally from the building. What? Horizontally?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. If you're going to put your building here on 54th near your Warwick, you need to like stick that flagpole out horizontally. Like, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Parallel to the ground? Exactly right, sir. We want that flagpole parallel to the ground. And right here above the awning? Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir, if we could. If we could get that right there, well, maybe about 12 feet above that. Why?
One word.
Spider-Man. He's got to use it. He's got to catapult himself from block to block, building to building. And right. I don't know if you've ever seen the comic books, but those flagpoles are about as regular as they can get, sticking out horizontally, right? Some people want a flag pole that goes straight up because it kind of makes sense to have that flag blowing in the wind. Other folks want the flag perpendicular to the ground on a horizontal flagpole. For who, Michael?
Spider-Man.
Yep, Spider-Man. And so shooting web after web after web is a perfect analogy for Stacy's pita chip, Simply Naked. I know she doesn't want us to call it that. Well, our apologies, Stacy. But yeah, one after the next, after the next, after the next. It gets you to where you're going.
Oh, next thing you know, you go through a bag. You could go through a bag of Stacy's. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yep.
You're sitting there, you're watching the ice capades. Next thing you know, you're down a bag.
Yeah.
And Dorothy Hamill hasn't even come out.
Yeah. You're sitting there cursing the judges because they seem to miss the flair all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Some of my favorite competitors, like, look at all that flair. What? A 4.9?
Mm-hmm.
That's criminal. And you're sitting there, next thing you know, this damn bag of Stacy Simply Naked pita chips is almost empty.
You're down.
And Dorothy Hamill hasn't even come out yet. It's crazy. I don't really understand that. You know, You know what's great about the Simply Naked, and I don't even know if this is true, the Simply Naked, but I sort of feel like I'm doing myself a favor. This is healthier.
Absolutely, it's a healthy chip.
If I knock back a bag of the aforementioned Lay's, I might sit there and go like, "Oh, kid,
mm-hmm.
kid, you."
You're gonna be hitting the head. You're gonna be hitting the head hard later tonight.
Yeah, you're a failure.
Yeah,
you're a flat out failure. You sat and watched Ice Capades, and Dorothy Hamill wasn't even up. and you ate a whole bag of Lay's, you're a failure. Mm. I got the Stacy's pita chips crustled into the crown, you know, and nestled into the crown. You know, if I'm like, you know, cursing the judges, but I'm having like a nice little healthy, semi-healthy snack of the Simply Naked, I feel I'm not such a failure.
Mm. You're helping out.
A little bit, right?
You're helping everybody out.
Mm-hmm. How am I helping them out? I mean, I know I am, but just tell me again how I'm helping them out. I know I'm helping them. I know that.
Well, just leave it at that. You're helping them out.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll leave it at that. Maybe that's best left alone. How I'm helping them out.
Ratings?
Ratings.
I mean, yeah. I'm kind of torn. I'm not torn. I'm hovering between two numbers.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's interesting. I want to make a mental note of what I think they are.
Well, they're very close, you know. It's a 0.5 difference. The spread here is 0.5 in my head.
So it's a clean delineation about where you want to be.
Yeah. Because honestly, I like a Stacy's pita chip. I really do.
I know it.
I could snack the fuck out of a bag of Stacy's pita chips.
Yeah, sure you could.
I could. Oh God, just snack the fuck out of it. You know. Just
Open
up a bag. Next thing you know.
Yeah. What have you done?
Ah, snack the fuck out of it. You know.
You did, right? The whole bag, right?
The whole bag. You know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You just sat there and.
Oh, I just had my way with it. Had my way.
Sure.
With that Stacy's pita chip. I keep saying petita, but it's not.
I do the same. It's just pita chip.
Just a pita chip.
You're ready to go pita.
You know, and I'm laying there afterwards, fucking spent, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But
feeling
good because I helped out.
Yeah, you helped out. And how'd you help out?
I know. And I just, you know what? I'm going to say it, and I don't think I'm going to regret it. Stacy's pita chip, Simply Naked, 8.
What? Jeepers creepers. Man, I didn't have you there. I'm trying to wonder if the 0.5 was below or above.
You were below.
You were 7.5.
I was 7.5. Yeah, 7.5 or 8.
Wow, that's great. Well, I'm hovering between two numbers as well. Magic and very clean cut for me. Look, Stacy's. You know, I mean, I don't know if I can be as aggressive as Magic just was with his evening, you know, but that's the thing. There's different gentlemen offer different opportunities for different people. And there's no doubt that he and I are different gentlemen. I mean, he snacked the fuck out of a bag of pita chips. And I might just like nestle them. I might just nestle them right there, you know, in the crook of my elbow. And, you know, we just have a pleasant evening watching Ice Capades, you know, and we're there for each other. You know, is it platonic? We're just here. We're just watching Ice Capades. We don't have to label it. We're just
whatever happens.
We're just a bag of chips and a guy,
you know,
and, you know, I know you're asking me like, but didn't you eat a whole bag of Lay's? Like, you know, like people talk, well, I just heard you ate a whole bag of Lay's. I'm like, look, Stacy, people are going to say what they're going to say, but we're here now. And isn't this nice? We're here and we're together. And Hamill's going to come out probably in 40 minutes. And we're just watching this. And this makes me feel really good. I'm just so happy to be here with you. You're happy too. Yeah, that's great. And then, you know, later on, when I put Stacy gently back in the cupboard and I walk away, I might think to myself, you know, I really, really, really would like some Lay's. Stacy's pita chips, 6.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Burns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.